From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. It's rare these days that legislation flies through the Senate and gets bipartisan support in the House, but the Internet sales tax bill could do both. The Marketplace Fairness Act, which President Obama says he'll sign, would impose a sales tax on all online purchases. You might think the big online retailers would have a problem with that, but guess what? Actually, it's the little guys, says Adam Clark Estes, who writes for The Atlantic Wire.
Over the years, as Amazon has grown bigger and they've set up distribution centers in more states, they've actually come to favor the law because now they're already having to charge sales tax in a lot of states anyways, and so now they support it. The companies that don't like this law are companies like eBay that deals with a lot of very, very small retailers, people that are selling antiques out of their garage.
Estes says the act could get support from Republicans who want to even the playing field for small businesses and brick-and-mortar stores, and he thinks Democrats will be swayed by an estimated $12 billion in annual tax revenue. Now that it's passed the Senate, the bill has to go through committee to reach the House floor, and that could be a long battle.